This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Dorian continues moving up the eastern coast of the U.S., but forecasters still cannot predict exactly how hard the storm may hit, but they are closely monitoring the Carolinas. To add to that, hurricane specialist John Cagliolosi at the National Hurricane Center says that they are watching other weather systems in addition to Hurricane Dorian.
Gabrielle is over the East Atlantic, and it has been struggling. It's a tropical storm. That system's expected to stay out to sea. It could weaken a little bit more initially, but we do expect it to re-strengthen within a few days, but no threat to land there. And then we have three other areas that we're watching for prospects of development, but all of those are really more down the road. We think they all have a low chance of forming during the next couple of days.
Meanwhile, VOA's Suresh Rabasati tells us aid is on its way to the ravaged areas of the Bahamas.
We're starting to see helicopters and some Bahamian Defense Force Marines in the street and a few police, but so far there's really not a feeling of a lot of aid coming. I think it may be starting today, but people up till now, 5-6 days later, have just been surviving on what was on the island when the hurricane hit.
Robert Mugabe, Zimbabwe's former longtime leader, has died at the age of 95. His family says that he had been in a Singapore hospital since April. He was ousted from power during a military coup in November of 2017. He became prime minister in 1980, but abolished the position 7 years later. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suffered another blow Thursday when his brother announced his resignation as a junior minister and from Parliament. This comes after another setback for the Prime Minister, save the House of Commons voting in favor of a measure forcing the government to